anybody?
Hey, Kevin Windham, Dallas. Here we are with the fans.
Oh, my God, Parsons over there. Get him.
Oh, God, I got to go. What happened at the end of the race?
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it, man. It was...
Hey, you were closing in.
Yeah, I was. And then he did a gnarly... there was a dragon back section where he did, like, this... Kind of ate up the main line, like, where we were all kind of jumping from one area. And, dude, just put the major block on me and... Dude, I roll that thing like two or three times behind him just from crazy stuff happening. And then Gorky or somebody got by me in front of me on the triple. Dude, I didn't do a triple.
And then Stewie got you?
I think everybody got me.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was one step away from Reed getting me. And he was in the asterisk unit. I mean, it was horrible. Yeah. And, you know, I just such a good opportunity. You know, I'm just so frustrated. The Geico Honda's running incredible. I need to get on the podium. I'm tired of my highlight of my weekend being the damn opening ceremonies. Yeah. I mean, that's frustrating. I really feel like I'm there. I feel like I'm there. You know, disappointed that Dungy got by me and checked out. I really wanted to latch onto him. I mean, great rider, not taking anything away, but I need to start latching on to guys like that and picking up that extra second.
It was probably, I thought up until the end of the race, one of your better races all year, right?
Yeah, but the damn thing's 20 laps, and I just didn't get it done, which makes it that much more frustrating. But, I mean, I guess you have nights like that. You know, I don't want to get it down. I want to go to Atlanta. That's 200. That's a big one for me. It'd be a good time to flip the script and do something cool.
Right. So let's talk about the transfer then. Gnarly tonight, big.
Yeah, it was. It was the biggest yet, bigger than even Vegas last year. Yeah. But took two runs at it, which was a little bit frustrating, but you know, I guess that's kind of cool. It's like the Evel Knievel buildup, right? Like, I was just kidding. But reality was, I got a little wide on that first takeoff because, you know, it's like when you think about something down the road, you know, you make mistakes before you get there, and that's basically what happened to me. So, Feld stuck with me. The light stayed on. The music kept going. Wound up making it. So, it's all good.
All right, man. Well, another kind of frustrating night for you, but I think you're close to getting to being there. So, yeah, good job.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that's kind of – well, I hear you, and that's Supercross as we know it these days. I mean, great rides can go bad really, really quick. The parity's huge in Supercross right now, so good time to be a part of it. It's just unfortunate when it finishes out like it did tonight.
All right, I'll go get a bar show. See you later.
Peace.